It's your boy Ja'Ali flying solo on this here intro. I want to take the opportunity to invite you to hear myself, my co-host, you know, Double L, you love her, I like her, actually I just tolerate her, but that's a whole nother story. But we had the opportunity to collaborate with one of the baddest brothers on the mic from one of the coldest podcast shows you would ever want to hear. Now that's aside from the Talk Black to Me radio podcast, right? I'm talking about none other than my brother from another mother, Miles Amadeus Prower. Y'all know him as Maps Man, the dude host the I Black Man podcast. It was epic. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you none other, probably our best episode yet, the collaboration that we call the crossover.
This is the I Black Man podcast, offensively black.
It's M-A-P. It's your boy Miles Amadeus Prower here for the crossover. The blackest thing since night. Our Black Man podcast, Talk Black to Me podcast. It's like Superman and Batman coming together. Or better yet, Black Panther and Blue Marvel, two black superheroes, if y'all don't know, coming together. This is the illest stuff ever. 2 days in the making. We did it the first day. They hated on us. They messed it up, but it's cool. We're back again. Here we is. How y'all doing?
Hey.
What up? What up? What up? It's your boy, Ja'Ali, host of the world famous Talk Black to Me radio podcast. And I'm sitting here somewhere across on the other side of town is my co-host, the world's greatest co-host, the nicest voice and the nicest face in the place, my girl LL.
Hello, hello, hello.
How we doing, fam?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Maps?
It's about to be 1, 2, 3 times black in this camp tonight. Damn, black on black on black on black. I likes that shit. So, all right, we got Maps. We got L. We got y'all. We got R. Kelly
out at large.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We do.
At large.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
He's running.
Smart. Preferably your kids.
Yeah, preferably your kids.
Oh, God. Hey, man. Think about it, bro. L, you told me a little while ago, man, that his bail was posted. By who?
It was the women. His women, his love, some of them may be fans, I don't know, but yeah, they were calling in to the police station. Wanted to.
Hey, y'all know most of that junk was income tax money. Let's be real. Hey. Let's be real. Hey.
Probably so. But hey, they got them out though.
Yep.
Yeah, it is that time of the year, man, and cash do got expendable cash right now. So, yeah, you're probably right. You know what I'm saying? Ten grand can stack up pretty good when you're doing it like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but you know, I got to give shouts out to Maps because he said that's exactly the way it was going to go down.
Real.
Now, my question was, and I had said, L, and I think I might have mentioned it to you also, Maps, that I wasn't going to discuss this. I wasn't going to have anything to do with this thing until they actually press charges. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, right. So what? Okay, so now that they've pressed charges and he was taken into custody or surrendered and all that good stuff, now we can actually discuss it because we got something. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, we just got videos popping up out the yin-yang from the left and right, and we got just gonna talk about it. So now that we got it, dig it.
if it goes to court, and I'm pretty sure at this point right here, it goes to court. But as much as this thing has been on the news, entertainment sources, all in the papers, all on the net, couldn't find a non-biased jury.
Nowhere.
Not biased in one way or another. Yeah, it's going to be not as biased one way or another.
Right. People have already doggone made their end conclusions of it already just in the court of public opinion. You know what I'm saying? So you can't, you gonna take it out of the country? Hell, he's been over there in Africa talking about come back to America with me. I mean,
hey, that was a good song. Now I don't agree.
My man said, did you get your shots?
That was impromptu too.
He said, did you get your shots? You need to be staying in Africa and not going back to America.
But that's your point, man. I mean, it's like you can't find an impartial jury to, and he's set to do, I just found out today that he's set to do a concert in some part of Germany that the band Mute R. Kelly people are going to be there protesting.
That's just free publicity.
So he's still working.
If they protest, people are going to talk about it. And they're talking about it. The best thing to do is just, because I don't know what the people, he's playing out. And the more stuff they talk about him, the more publicity you're giving him. And that's how he's getting his money. And watch him if he leave, he probably ain't going to come back.
But the thing about it is this too. I don't think he's going to have a concert anywhere. What I feel is, once they said he does not have $100,000 in the bank account, I knew then that they were going to play the I'm broke game. Because there might be so much evidence against him that they can file a civil suit against him. So I think that he is playing this I am broke. So it will be very, I mean, if he does have a concert, knowing that he's going to make him a lot of money, I would be very shocked.
Well, wait a minute. So obviously you didn't hear the last at least single that he put out where he was talking about how he was, and it's like 22 minutes long and it's kind of like a confession. And he was talking about how he could barely read and he signed some bad contracts and he was really admitting to a lot of stuff. I think the song was like, I Admit It.
Yeah, I think I heard about that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So he really threw it out there. So he was talking about that he's on stage and all this, but he's really broke and people. So with that being said, do you think that he was kind of framing it already?
That's very possible. That's definitely very possible that it could have been planned, because he also is behind in child support $169,000. He owes $166,000 for his rent or mortgage of the home.
Damn.
So that's what's being reported, that people say they went to the courts and found this out.
So is that the one in Atlanta as well? Cause you know you got one.
No, they're saying the one in Chicago.
Damn, Mark. Yeah, but okay, but like we were saying on the past joint that we was recording, that, you know what I'm saying, they got mad at us and
booed us. Right.
This ain't been no secret, man. This ain't been no secret to us. It ain't been no secret to the people of Chicago. It ain't been no secret. If you go back and listen, I mean, all the way back to Aaliyah, the marriage, and then they even had a baby. I think it was aborted. I'm not. Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, but this is going on with R for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So why did Lifetime have to jump on? Why Lifetime? Why them?
Really? That's my question. I mean, he's guilty in the court of Lifetime. And it's like I was saying before, you know, it's just crazy to me. It's like, you know, he's bad. It's like I was telling my, you know, my wife, she wasn't getting what I was saying. I was like, you know, if you're going to catch, let's say you're going to catch Saddam, you don't want to catch him when he has nothing and at the end of it and all, I couldn't do bad if I wanted to. You want to catch him at like when he's really doing stuff. And it's like, yeah, it's perfect because then you can save lives. You know, and it's like, now I get it, you know, but it's like you were saying, everybody knew. Everybody knew for the longest. And it's like, you read all these articles and people were saying like, yeah, Destiny's Child was like, yeah, dad, I wouldn't let my kids stay in the same room with them. He wrote a song, he wanted to record with him. I said, no.
Yeah, call. Yeah,
this
call,
and that. And it's like,
man,
so.
Come on, man. I mean, all of them, the whole damn industry knew.
Yeah. And Bill Bellamy was making jokes about it. He was saying, he was like, dog, don't that sound kind of rapey? My Lisa, he was trying to tell us. My mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
it's just leaving clues here and there. They caught him. It took you long enough, Chicago Police Department.
Right. Yeah. I was trying to tell you, but he's always been like that. I mean, R. Kelly words were very powerful, and you know, we weren't really thinking that way per se. You know, some of us were, but at the same time, we weren't thinking that way until it became a habit, you know, back in the late 90s, you know, after he married Aaliyah, after, you know, then we started
the timeline that we pull in right now. It's been a lifestyle. I mean, he hasn't been found guilty yet, and I bet you that's going to get something get pulled, that's going to get some trick get pulled, bro. And I just see him not doing no time, man.
Nah, I don't really see too much of it either, because it's just a lot of it. It's like, man, I don't know. At this point, you should have had enough time to make. It's like, I have, the more I look into it, I have so many more questions. Like we were saying before, and sorry, y'all, we keep alluding to this awesome recording we had last time, but you know, had to be there. Anyway, but it's like we were saying the other day, it's like, all right, I don't know. And when I talk about this stuff, if people want to, you know, me too, me to death, but I'm like, the statute of limitation. Okay, they say the chicks were 16 or 14, now they 30 or 40. I realize bad is bad, but like you were saying the other day, Ja, who had these videos? Who's been sitting on this stuff that long?
Exactly.
It's like listening to your cousins you only see on holidays. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
And it's like, why isn't no one being called anything? Why isn't anyone saying anything? It's just really weird. And even if you want to get into it, I've said it before, dude from Seventh Heaven said what he did as far as all the stuff he did with his grandkids or whatever. He's still free. No one's getting, I'm not saying don't get Robert Kelly. I'm just saying, like, even what you were saying before, my bad, I'm getting off track. But what I want to say, I think the problem is, as us as people, it's like, if you make a dope album, black folks will damn near forgive you. If you do anything too good, like, dog, it's Kobe. Give him a pass. You know, most people are, you know, most people to take that crap, they'll put up with crap. Kobe did something about it. And it's like, Robert Kelly, we've been know he did something. And it's like, oh, well, he got this album like the Boondocks. Well, I got to miss out another album because he going to put him in jail. But what happened to common decency? Like the people getting him out of jail. What they don't understand, what they're doing is telling him, it's not that bad what you did. It's reinforcing it. And yeah, it's being done by women. That's so it's like, oh, well, I guess these women like what I'm doing. And he's going to continue. And it's like, get him some help. And it's just sad. Like we said before, a lot of people taking these L's during Black History Month.
Not a good look.
You know what I'm saying? Sad. It's funny, yesterday at the Oscars, they couldn't get Black Panther the Oscar, but they gave it to Spike Lee. But I ain't about to get into that. But
look, hold up, bro. Yeah, I kind of get that. Okay, I kind of get that. But Black Panther was put up for not to get off subject, but they won a crap load of awards now, okay?
I'm not knocking, but they played it safe. They gave Spike Lee the best picture, which I'm not mad about.
Now the Oscars has always been the Oscars hell. It was just 2 years ago before your black ass wouldn't even been up on that stage unless you was presenting an Oscar.
Very true. Very true.
And so, you know, there we go with the Oscars.
Yeah, he got it for best rights.
I'm still mad about that. I'm sorry. You can't get it for Malcolm X. Come on, man. Yeah. But you know what? At least he got one. We happy for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm happy about. He finally got one after all these years.
No, I don't know about your boy.
And the rest of the actors too. They got black people that got like Regina King and that Ali guy, Marsh, he starts with an M. Yeah, he won too. So I just hope they keep it up.
I just hope they, because a lot of things, the problem right now is that a lot of this stuff being black, the problem is it's fashionable now. As long as there's money in it, they'll do it. But it's not like they're doing it to do it. They just don't want to hear people's mouths and stuff. And this is the point now, it's just like, I guess we're getting off subject, but I wish we had our own dog on the wars, because all it is, you got to make it and validate it. And that's what makes it what it is. And we wouldn't have to worry about waiting so long, but I digress.
Yeah, I'm going to digress from his digress, and I'm going to throw this out here. Jesse Smollett.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
May not be guilty.
They say he might not be.
There is a check out there that has been paid. And that check was supposed to have been paid for toning up services. You know what I'm saying? Getting him ready for this upcoming role that he has. That he has to take his shirt off. And he wanted to look toned and buff. The brother may not be guilty.
Well, that's how he knew the guys in the first place. That's how, you know, at least one of the guys, one of the brothers, he got hired him as a trainer. That's how he knew him in the first place.
Yeah, I heard that too. I don't know.
Right, right. I mean, they were extras on Empire, and from them being extras, he found out one of them was a trainer, and as he started, they started training together.
I could see that. It's just, for me, I don't know. It's just, A, he could be telling the truth. Then B, on the other hand, if I was going to do some junk like that, I wouldn't write the check for the setup. But then again, it's like, I don't know. The thing that got me was he wouldn't hold, excuse me, hand over his phone. But then again, on the other side, we are talking about Chicago Police Department.
Right.
They are not squeaky clean at all.
Not even close.
Mm-mm.
So.
It's something else right now. And I think that we're just going to have to wait till this court starts.
But I don't think that's exactly what happened. That even is enough. It just explains the payment, or at least the one-time payment. Now, there's a whole bunch of other stuff, you know what I'm saying? The whole exaggeration in the description, the MAGA hats and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And then the supposed news that you kept on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right. That explains the payment, but it don't explain a whole bunch of other stuff.
No, same thing I'm saying, right?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, my thing is like, R. Kelly, Jesse Smollett, common factor, Chicago PD. I don't think Jesse Smollett was paying off the right motherfucker.
Probably what?
That's all I see.
No, he was.
Because we got R. Kelly for years. Jesse Smollett, we just found out about you 2 years ago, maybe three. About 3 years ago, right? We just found out about you then. You probably should have started paying all people soon. That's all I'm saying. Because R been hiding in plain sight for a minute.
Robert Kelly been paying people's rent. That's why.
That's why he broke now.
When you can get people jobs, they'll shut the hell up. For real. I was like, who was saying that old girl Sparkle? She was saying he talked to her family and they just switched on her. They was like, they still won't talk to her to this day.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, because that's why he's broke, because he's been paying people off for the longest.
Wow. And they coming out here for buku.
I can see that.
And we don't even know the stuff that happened that he didn't talk about. It's like people he paid off on the low.
Right. My whole thing is this. All of these people you have been around and sang with, had collaborations with, nobody no, had $100,000.
No, ain't nobody trying to box with you. That's all that is. The cat, yeah, 100 grand, no problem. It's like I said, it's like I asked you earlier today, Matt, the messaging, bro. It's like nobody, not even your record label, that says, yo, yeah, what?
He's assassinated in public opinion. He's done, because now it's like even being connected to him,
yeah,
is not a good look.
Yeah,
it's not even worth it. They will meet to your ass to death.
that's got to be hard.
What you got over there? I know you got your notebook and pad and all that stuff. Misorganized and all that. I don't know about maps, but I ain't.
Nah, I just go by instinct.
You know what? You know the what were you talking about, Jesse and
you know
and R. Kelly. You know, I do have some things to say about Epstein and Acostas, but I don't think that you have
I don't read
anything about that.
I get the title. Yeah.
But
I feel you on that, man.
wait for you to tell me, you know, wait for you to read it down, and then, like, you know, hey, here's my opinion on it.
Did y'all know that Bad Boys, what? Bad Boys 2, 3?
3, been
in Atlanta?
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's under
the right now.
Oh, yeah, I figured they're supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, right it's now. Under that is such a trip to me.
They always filming something down there.
They're not referring to it as Bad Boys 3. They're referring to it as a buddy cop show. No, that's kind of a cover. While it's in production. Yeah, that's a cover.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's going on right now. I mean, Will Smith and all them cats have been doggone, been spotted a couple times and all that. As a matter of fact, that was a sighting of Will Smith.
Yeah, you know he's going to be there anyway. But you know what? I've been wanting to talk about this young tech guru named Idris Sandu.
Come on with it.
And basically, he's from the LA area. And basically, when he was around 14 years old, he started this little app at his school that directed them around to their classes. And so it was an app that you put on your phone and the kids had it and he designed it. Well, that made President Obama take a look at him, invited him to the White House, and he got all this recognition. So by the time he was 16, he started working for Uber, making the algorithms where the Uber drivers get their pings, where they know where the people are that want to ride. He also did some things for Instagram and Snapchat. And he was born and raised in Harbor City, California, but his parents are from Guyana. And he is doing it. Like right now, he teamed up with Nipsey Hussle. And they basically opened up an abandoned storefront in LA into Marathon Clothing Store. And it's a smart store that offers exclusive music and other contents to customers who have downloads on an app. So be on the lookout for Idris Sandu.
That's what's up.
You said he teamed up with Nipsey Hussle?
He teamed up with Nipsey Hussle. In 2017.
It's like listening to your cousins you only see on holidays. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Because you know, Nip is all about that, that doing for self and, you know what I'm saying, not working for you. Yeah, he is. Nip for that, bro. As a matter of fact.
Yep, I like
he buying his neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The service, the gas station or the convenience store that he used to sell his music in front of, he just, well, he went back and bought that. And then just recently, yep, he went back and bought the whole block that the convenience store was sitting in. So now he has that whole block. So shout out to Nip, man. Shout out to the young.
Yeah, respect to him.
Right. Exactly. And he's helping, you know, him and the young man came together. And basically this year they're saying that Sandu has, Idris Sandu has partnered up with Kanye West and Jaden Smith on some future businesses, clothing lines, and disaster relief projects.
Disaster relief, that's where that money is at.
Mm-hmm. Disaster relief projects.
God knows where the doggone money from the Red Cross and all these other places going. Cats don't really see that.
They don't hear you though, man. They don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? Google all them great houses they built in Haiti.
What? Dozen of them.
What?
Hey, I just realized after I said it, I'm like, damn, that's a hell of a stretch. I gave them some on that.
Yeah, you gave them a lot.
It's a real, I don't even know what the real numbers are on that, lot, but, yeah. You know, I'm just going to say two words, Bill and Hillary.
Okay.
Message.
Hey, you want to talk about it? Just talk about FEMA. FEMA down in. Oh, yeah. What was that place that had the big old doggone flood and the levees and all? Oh, New Orleans. Yeah.
Yep.
What would happen to that check?
Yes, it's a lot of interesting stuff going on with that junk, but we ain't about to get into conspiracy theories and all that junk. Just, in that case, then I'm just saying they bought up a lot of stuff down there. If you look at it,
he was already on Ready Set. You just said go, job.
I just need an excuse, man.
You just need to go. Come on in, Mavs. What you say now?
Hey, I'm just saying, it's just you look at how they do stuff and everything, and it's no coincidence, you know, from Chicago. Hell, I'm in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And you look at how it is, and it's real interesting how they treat places where black and brown people is at, and it's problems. But everybody know about gentrification, just like in my city. Just what they do is they buy up the downtown and they moving out. Mm-hmm. And what they doing is forcing everybody out. And they raising the rents, the same thing they do everywhere. It's like they talked about down there with New Orleans. They took all that stuff, kicked them people out. They ain't never getting back in them areas again.
But Atlanta does that too.
Yeah, a lot of places do that.
Now, gentrification is bad. And I know we're all over the place tonight, you know what I'm saying? But that's how great minds work, you know what I'm saying? We're constantly all over the place. We bounce across the wall in our mental, you know what I'm saying, all the time. And this is just an opportunity for us to do that. So
right.
If there is not really a topic tonight, then I'm good with. You know what I'm saying? We can just vibe. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. It don't matter to me.
But there's nothing wrong with that.
When you spoke about gentrification, right?
Yes.
Gentrification is bad. And this is probably where we're going to split hairs, Mouse. This is probably where we're going to split hairs, L. I don't know if you and I have discussed this or not, but if the community has sat with boarded up dilapidated properties for years. And prime example is by the AU Center here in Atlanta.
Right. Vine City.
All of those abandoned houses, boarded up houses that are sitting right around the Morehouse, Clark, Spelman campuses. Right. And those three colleges are sitting right there. All these years, they have not done anything with that property, not even for student housing. So you got Bob that comes along, or hell, you've got Wong that comes along and starts buying it up. Who are we mad at? Are we mad at ourselves for not doing something with it because the gold mine is sitting right there? Or are we mad?
I'm mad at ourselves.
My point, because there are opportunists out there that this is what they do. go and find areas where people ain't doing nothing and they capitalize on it. And once they start to capitalize on it, they control the neighborhood. So if these houses have been sitting, these properties have been sitting for so long, even a vacant lot has been vacant for so long and just growing up, nobody decided to go down to the city and say something, make an offer on it or something. I mean, and this is the real estate person in me. You know what I'm saying? You know, speaking out. But I can't be mad at an individual that wants to come in, but and make a dollar off.
Nah, you really can't be. It's like I was said before, like my old man used to tell me, I don't hate the devil. He doing his job. Facts. It's more than I can say about you. And with that stuff, it's like, okay, I get mad at the situation. And I get mad at the fact that with our people, since we're just going all over the place, and keep it real. So with our people, two things we it's like I was telling my wife, and it's like the difference between a wolf and a dog. The basic difference between a wolf and a dog is this. If you put something in a situation where a dog can't get it, he will do everything he can, then he will stop and look at the human. He is predisposed to knowing that this human will get whatever my problem is. The wolf will dig a hole underground, and he will do whatever he has to do to get to that because he's not predisposed to getting help. That's a lot of times how we are. We're like the dog. No one ever stops and thinks, and it wasn't, and I admit, I didn't know until like some old heads when I was little was telling me stuff. He was telling me, man, you know how many Japanese, Asian people own places in New York and this and that, and we'll never see them? I'm like, really? Yeah, boy, he said, you know, like, I'm in Detroit. A lot of people own buildings and stuff here. That's why it turns into vacant lots because they don't live here. They never did. So what they do is they just keep getting rent. When somebody tell them they couldn't sell that house or we couldn't do nothing with it, they'd rather let that place go to shit than to do something with it. Then the city and stuff takes over. But like you were saying, if we was thinking, you could buy that stuff up. And we not, I mean, of course, you could sit here and complain and say we could do this, blah, blah, but it ain't nothing we can't do today. The Arab people don't do, or the Asian people don't do, and the rest of them are other minorities. They will come together and they will do what they have to do. There's no reason why somebody, you can't own your block. And it's sad that you live in a neighborhood, like my grandma lived in this neighborhood. This place is horrible now. I used to run up and down the street with no shoes on. But now it's like you can see straight five blocks over because there's no houses in front. And then everybody keep complaining about how bad stuff is. And the funny part about it, side note, I didn't know how bad it was till I took my girlfriend over there. She was from Lansing. And she's like, baby, how come I can sit on your porch and see like six blocks down? Oh, it's because there's no houses there. Why? Nobody lives there. I don't know. But even then, and you like you were saying, you look at them, the white man or whoever you saying ain't doing nothing that we can't do. And that's why I get so mad. Like, if you really posted like rappers, you balling and stuff, like Slim Thug, he bought his block and he fixed up all the houses. And once you do this, and it's like, they don't believe in us because we don't believe in us. And it's like, if I bring my girl over your house and say, hey, this is my babe, this and that, and I'm treating her like crap, you're not going to respect her because you're going to like, he love her and he don't treat her like good nothing, so I'm not. And we can own everything, and that's the problem. We're so disposed to working and trying to make something work for somebody else. Your idea is that I'm going to work for this man, make him rich long enough that I can take care of myself.
Under the guise of, I got a good job. I got him.
Yep.
He got him a good job. Until you end up on federal worker and one guy says, I'm shutting it down, and now you sitting at the house, twiddling your thumbs and your toes, wondering when you go back to work and when they're going to cut your next check. So much for your good job.
Exactly. Exactly. And it is sad because if you look at it, and it's the same everywhere, and it's like I was telling my wife, whom let me give a shout out to for being so nice and not complaining about me doing this right now. But if you look at it, anywhere you go in the world, like if you was not a black person, if you was any other race other than yourself, you know for a fact, you just have to get a liquor store, a nail salon, a hair place, or something like that. And you can go where anywhere black people live and make a killing. And it's like they were saying, who's that Dame Dash? He said, the Jewish people call us liquid money. He said, they are so quick to give their money to somebody else. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. You get the money and first thing you give it to is the jeweler. Or you give it to the car guy. After what they say is what it's six, what is it, 6 hours it takes for a dollar to stay in, as a dollar circulates in the black community, or 6 days? Every other community can keep it within their community for like months or a day or days and stuff.
Wow.
And that's what we need. We need, like, even right now, we're doing this ourselves. It's no middleman. And once something blows up, we don't need nobody that do nothing for us. All you need at that point, like with Master P showed us, I got the music, I got the talent. Right. Just put my stuff out there. And now we don't need that. We got the internet. You cut the middleman, put it out there yourself, so nobody can take your
music. And that's not even our collective mind state. Our collective mind state, at least the three of us and the people that I'm connected with and the people maps that you're connected with and L, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we're tying this thing together, you know, and that is exactly how one should be speaking. You know, I mean, you know, how someone should be thinking is to connect with those that are like-minded to yourself. Build whatever it is that you are going to build. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever the agenda is, go ahead and go forward. But, you know, like I always say, we didn't get in this position overnight, so clearly it's not going to be overnight that we're going to come out of it.
You know? Exactly.
It was a process getting us into this state, so it's going to be a slow process getting us out of it. But we're doing
absolutely.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at exposure.
See, I told you it would be epic. The Takeover. I, Black Man Podcast, talk black to me. I'm your girl L. Black love plus black unity equals black power. We're out.